The large algae in this tank is the giant kelp, a type of brown algae. It attaches to rocks on the sea bottom with a root-like structure known as a holdfast. Kelp grows up to 2 feet a day. Its fronds are kept buoyant by gas-filled air bladders. Kelp is extremely strong. Only the largest storms are capable of ripping their holdfasts from the rocky bottom.
Along the Southern California coast, giant kelp is abundant and forms underwater forests. These forests are extremely productive ecosystems and are estimated to support more than 1,000 species of marine life. We also depend on algae. Check out the exhibit behind you called "Have You Used Seaweed Today?" to see the products we use that contain algae. Did you use algae today?
The animals in the tanks in this room are great examples of using color to survive. The octopus camouflages itself to hide from its arch enemy, the moray eel. Did you see the shark eggs cases that look like kelp? Territorial fish like the blue-banded gobies are very brightly colored. This is used to advertise their presence.
Move to the Sea Otter King of Kelp exhibit. Sea otters feed on sea urchins, which feed on kelp. This balance among sea urchins, sea otters, and kelp was upset in the 19th century when sea otters were virtually wiped out by excessive hunting for their fur. Because of the collapse of otter populations, the urchins became more abundant. This resulted in the loss of many kelp forest ecosystems. In some areas of the California coast, this balance has been restored by the government protection of sea otters, allowing them to again control the population of urchins.
Did you know otters do not have blubber to keep warm? Besides eating continuously, they have over 1 million hairs per inch to keep their bodies warm in the cold ocean water. To the right of the exhibit, feel a sample of sea otter fur. When you have seen everything in the kelp forest room, move into the next room and habitat, the sandy beach.